The World Series all night at one game apiece, and the Kansas City Chiefs making some moves ahead of the game with Denver coming up on Sunday. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Crace with Ecom Sports Network. The Tampa Bay Rays have evened the World Series at one game apiece with a 6-4 win at the Globe Life Field down in Arlington, Texas last night. The Rays actually got out to a 5-1 lead early and then had to hang on late, but they beat the Dodgers 6-4. World Series takes the day off today. They'll be playing Game 3 on Friday. The Kansas City Chiefs have made a few transactions this week to get ready for the Denver Broncos. According to the NFL's official transaction report, former 2019 third-round draft pick Kalen Saunders was designated to return from the injured reserve. The athletic defensive tackle suffered a dislocated elbow in the Week 1 game of the win over Houston. Offensive lineman Martinez Rankin did, in fact, make his return to practice on Wednesday. Jordan Te'amu, who became the first player to be placed on the reserve COVID-19 list in Kansas City after testing positive for the virus nearly 3 weeks ago, has been removed from the list. And finally, as shorthanded as the Chiefs are at the offensive line position, the team chose to protect practice squad guard Danny Isadora. A new NFL practice squad rule allows teams to protect players from poaching each week. And Kansas City Chiefs, of course, getting ready to take on the Denver Broncos in Mile High Stadium. That'll come up on Sunday, and of course, you'll hear that one on K-Country 95. Got a busy night of volleyball around the area tonight and some basketball in North Arkansas. On the volleyball schedule, the West Plains Lady Zizzers travel to Springfield tonight. They'll take on Kickapoo. Willow Springs will be at Licking. The Liberty Lady Eagles play host to Summersville. Winona travels to Houston, and Mountain Home will be at home with Alma. Basketball tonight, the Calico Rock boys and girls will be at home with Riverside. The Norfolk boys and girls play at Western Grove. The Viola girls play host to Saline County Christian Homeschool. And Hillcrest girls will be at Bay. There's college football tonight. The Arkansas State Red Wolves are at Appalachian State, 6:30 this evening. Of course, tomorrow is Football Friday in the Ozarks. Take a look at the schedule coming up. It'll be the number 3-ranked Thayer Bobcats trying to wrap up an SCA championship. They'll be at Lewis Bosman Field celebrating homecoming with the Mountain Grove Panthers in town. The number 2-ranked and undefeated West Plains Zizzers can wrap up the Ozarks Conference Championship with a win against Bolivar on Friday night. That one will be at Zizzer Stadium. Elsewhere in the SCA this week, Willow Springs will be at Ava. Liberty plays at Houston. Kabul at Salem. Donovan's going to be at home this Friday night. They'll take on Scott City. Highland playing at home with Cave City. Salem, Arkansas will be at Mountain View. Mountain Home at Salem Springs. Pocahontas at Jonesboro Westside. Walnut Ridge will play at Osceola. Melbourne playing at home. Bearcats take on Harding Academy. And Hoxie will host Manila. And we get word today that for the first time in 7 seasons, Arkansas will face Oklahoma State in the annual SEC Big 12 Basketball Challenge. That announcement came yesterday. The game will be played on Saturday, January 30th. It'll be played in Stillwater. I'm Mike Crace for the Ecom Sports Network. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.